from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The AMA, Ask Me Anything, to wrap the show up every single day. Any question, any topic, brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org. A couple phone lines open if you want to jump on. Give us a call and jump on hold. 404-726-0929. But we will start with Rock on the south side. Hey, Rock.
Hey, guys. How's it going today?
Pretty good.
Great. Hey, listen, my wife has been in the habit of singing the first line of a song, just the first line, over and over again. From 1999 Prince album, she's been singing, "You Ask Me If I Love You, It's Automatic." And she keeps doing that over and over again. Over and over again. Won't finish anything else. You know? So she asked me mine, and she didn't like the answer. I said, mine is Tupac. I ain't no killer, but don't press me. Revenge is like the greatest joy.
Oh, okay. All right.
So what did you guys do? I want to listen, because I'm not in the car, but what's your favorite song or favorite opening line of any rap song, Tom? What's your favorite opening line, if you got one?
Favorite opening line ever from a rap song? I got so many
of them, but I was singing it the other day because I was at the house listening to it. And geez, I'm the realest. Y'all already know, got trap. Yeah. Any opening Jeezy line.
Yeah.
There's so many.
Mystical. What's the one where he says he came in? I came into the with my in my hand.
Yeah.
I'm gonna leave here with my foot in your.
Yeah. I like that one.
I like that one.
Yeah.
I mean, Tupac. His song Back to Biggie. Pretty good lines from that one.
Yeah,
what's that song called? Hit 'Em Up.
Yeah, I was talking about Jesus. What's the other one? I always say this though. I came in. I'm going out the same way I came in. Hard than you know what. But yeah, I mean, there's so many different ones.
Yeah, it's a lot of really good ones.
Yeah, it is, dog.
Did you? Yesterday's fun. We were at camp, and so we went out and we were watching the practice and noticed the music was different. And then it was like, oh, it's Kirk Cousins' birthday. Cousins' playlist. Yeah. It really was all Kirk Cousins' playlist.
Yes.
Did you see any of the playlist?
Yes.
How many of those songs were you familiar with?
None.
Not one?
No.
Not a single one?
No.
That's funny.
Yeah. I was trying to think, and it's probably one of the things where if I hear the sound,
if you song, heard it,
if
you
I
might
heard it,
know
then
it.
I might. Yeah. But if just like the reading title, no.
No, there's a lot of songs on there that I didn't know either. But I thought to myself, I was like, there's a chance, like, if we played this song and you had to guess the title of it or the artist or something like that,
there's no way.
You'd go 0 for the whole list.
Yes.
Like, pretty good chance.
Yes.
We should have done that.
All the way.
All right. Lost the thing here. Oh, here we go. Mo is in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Fellas, hey, I want to get an update from Randy on young Nico, and a situation happened that made me think about it. So my dog, you know, I got a bull mastiff, and she just acts real funny toward my lady. Not in an aggressive way or anything like that, but she'll call me on break, or, you know, we might be talking on the phone. I can talk to y'all. She won't make no noise. But as soon as I say, hey, babe, she starts whining. It reminded me of my daughter.
Jealous.
In the days when she was about three. So when she was about three, I was hers. Like, if her mama wanted to hug on me, she was going to get in between us. She wanted to lay in the bed with us and everything. We finally broke her of that. But it's almost like my dog feels like I'm hers. Like, are y'all experiencing that yet with little Nico? And Andy, did you experience it with Boone?
Thank you, Mo.
Oh, Nico's fine. Getting big as hell. Heavy.
Yeah, I saw a picture the other day.
Big.
It's like twice as big
and
as
heavy.
Got as,
big and heavy as hell. Too much. He's getting the concept that he's big as hell. And so he won't jump, and he'll jump, knock damn Sebastian across the room and everything. But he's good other than tearing up my damn yard. Come out. I don't know where he found his log, because
log?
Yeah, it's a big ass, like a log. He was chewing on it. I was like, what the hell
That's
is
awesome.
That? He's cool, though, man. But yeah, no, he's equally attached. Like, he likes, like, because I'm up in the morning with him. I like to chill, but he wants to get his big ass on me. I'm like, dog.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to pet you with my hand. I'm going to leave my hand right here. And he takes his paw and makes sure I'm rubbing his head. he's a little too smart already.
He thinks he's a lap dog.
Yeah, he does.
Just wait till he's 115 pounds.
He actually does.
Yeah. Boone hadn't really been like that. Like, he's protective of all of us, for sure. The main thing, though, is when Ashley was pregnant both times. Like, how quickly he realized it. And treated her different.
Right.
Like, wouldn't, because he'll jump up sometimes when he's excited, wouldn't jump on her at all. If anybody he didn't know got anywhere near her, he would get between her and that person to be protective. But I mean, he's not like that as much. But yeah, both times she was pregnant, he was super protective and like attentive and all over it, which is pretty cool. Andrew's in Buckhead. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi, Andrew.
Hey, I'm actually I'm in the process of relocating to Decatur, so I'll be Andrew in Decatur from moving forward here.
Okay.
And it's actually part of my question, because I'm still trying to learn the lay of the land out there. So I'm like, when I'm driving, they've got like these 3-lane roads that like kind of abruptly turn into left turn lanes. So today, like the way the light broke, I felt like I was going to skis in there or get in there without, you know, impeding anybody, but this woman gave me she flipped me the bird for at least 2 miles down the road. Like,
wow.
Not even close 10 and 2. Yeah, just crazy.
She rode next to you for 2 miles with the bird up?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. And I ate it. I was like, that's fine. Like, I mean, that doesn't affect me. A little down the road, it happens again where the lane switches. And I'm like, damn. So, same thing happens. Same kind of occurrence happens. But this time it's an older gentleman. And he pulls up next to me at the next light, and he just gives me the flattest, like, strongest thumbs down I've ever received in my life. Like, like third grade style thumbs down. Like,
oh,
and that one really pierced my soul with that one. I was like, no, you got it, man. You got it. You're right. So what's like a soul piercing gesture you've either given or received or anything like that on the roads or the highway?
I'm a big middle finger guy.
You are?
Yes, and I will give you it back.
Oh, if you get it, you get it.
Oh, yeah. I'm giving it. Now, he rode 2 miles. Ain't no way in hell I'm riding 2 miles, and I'm not doing it back.
Yeah.
We're riding side to side, dueling bird.
Even if you're going fast, 2 miles is 2 minutes.
I'm riding bird, too.
You got to.
Oh, yeah, right there
back.
With it. And it's going to just hang right there while I'm looking forward.
Or at least, like, slow down or speed up so they're not next to you giving you the bird for 2 miles.
I'm fingering. Yeah, you're getting it, too.
The aggressive eye contact thumbs down is really good. The worst one I ever did was a guy stole my parking spot in the Target parking lot in Portland, Oregon, when I was living there right around Christmas time. I was clearly there waiting.
Right.
The guy backed out. The guy zoomed in.
You got zoomed in?
I got zoomed in. And I rolled my window down.
I've never happened before.
And I said, hey, man, that was my spot. And he goes, oh, I got it. And I was like, I hope you have a I hope you have a terrible Christmas.
Yeah, I've never, ever, that's never happened to, I've never done it.
I hope your Christmas sucks.
Yes.
I hope your family doesn't show up. I hope you don't get anything.
Yeah.
I hope whatever bad can happen to you on Christmas happens.
I've never done it, and I've never had it done to me.
It wasn't a good feeling.
It does not seem like, that seems like that's one of them situations where, you know, world star, like, you know, a fighting situation.
Yeah, I wasn't going to fight
Christmas time?
Yeah, but it wasn't good. I didn't like that very much. I honked at Abe yesterday.
Was he getting any nerves?
Well, no, he was waiting too long at the. He was. I think he was on his phone.
That's what he was. Reading Twitter.
We're leaving Flowery Branch, and he was waiting too long at the stop sign.
At the stop sign. So that what he was doing, he was reading the Austin Riley thing. Exactly.
Oh,
what
yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Because it came. Because when it came, I was like, damn,
"Hurry up!
He must have gotten his damn car." Yeah. Because I be trying to wait for y'all, but y'all be taking too damn long.
Why well, less about my speed? Huh? I passed you back on the highway.
Yeah. Well, I don't. I'm not. No. I'm just. I just want to get out of the. But
I be trying to wait, but I'm like, damn, God, call, man. Come on, let's go. Then I'm like, it'll be all right.
Yeah,
I'll be trying to wait for you.
It's all right. If you walk by yourself to the car, it's okay. We'll all be okay.
Yeah. Also, did you actually honk?
Yeah, I honked.
That's a pathetic horn. I didn't hear it.
I do think my horn, like.
I'm not trying to insult you, but I knew you were behind me.
No, but I think.
And I didn't hear it.
Does your horn lose oomph ever? Because I think mine's, like, lost the juice. You know how sometimes you have to refill your AC, whatever?
Right.
Is there something you have to refill in your horn?
I do not know.
Because my horn is very bad.
I legitimately did not hear it.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's my horn oomph is soft. I need Blue Chew for my horn. No, I actually had the...
Element?
I had the Element yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. It was
maybe
nice.
They put a weaker horn in a Prius, because who's really going to honk a horn at somebody?
Yeah. Just for the safety of the Prius driver.
I don't know if you ever got to get your horn a boost.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I need to re-up my horn juice, but...
I do not know.
By the way, that would also be a really good endorsement for Blue Chew.
Yes, it is.
Re-up your horn juice at bluechew.com.
There we go.
All right, Joshua's in Clayton.
Well, first off, re-upping your horn juice is crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I was like, I guess you do.
It's a fun thing to say on the radio.
But honestly, I really, it's been a minute since I've been like back listening to the station, and I'm just wondering where the hell is John Frankie at?
He's in Northern Kia Studios.
Yeah, I think he's in Ackworth broadcasting at night. Abe, right?
Yeah, he does some nights. He'll be back on Wade Ford on Sunday mornings, do some college football on Saturday.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Saturday mornings, he's still hanging around.
The takes have not cooled, though.
No, they're still there.
Takes Yikes. Are fiery hot.
They're still there.
You let John Fricke get... Matthew Judon and Justin Simmons in the same week. You have any idea what's going on up there in Ackworth right now?
Oh, Super Bowl, baby.
No Blue Chew needed.
No, like, boy, that horn is ready.
It is.
He's ready.
Horned up.
Yeah, man.
All right.
Oh, Frick.
Probably a good way to end it, right? Okay.
Oh, I was like, no.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
Yeah. Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day.
Andy will take a few attaboys.
I don't mind an attaboy. If you feel like I've done a good job, you can tell me. Randy's going to make his heckling debut tonight. I don't know who it's going to be, but he's going to heckle somebody.
Cannot wait.
Maybe it'll be Abe.
There's not going to be any 100-game winners in MLB this season because of the balls that they play with. And tune in tomorrow at 12:20 where Tyrese is going to cry.
Don't get in the shower with Greg Maddux.
No.
Don't do that.
The thumbs down, possibly more devastating than the middle finger. And Andy might read to re-up his horn juice, which somehow is not an ad read for Blue Chew.
My horn doesn't honk as loud as it used to.
I'm just saying, I don't know how you – do you get like a new, like, spark plug?
I don't know. Like, I got laryngitis in my horn or something.
I don't know,
like, remember you did the woo yesterday and it was like, woo?
Yeah.
That's what my horn sounds like when I try to honk at people.
All I needed was some Claritin. Clear myself out.
I need some horn Claritin. That's what I need. All right, we'll see what Dukes and Bell have for you next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.